Our next topic is our presentation is a national population-based study of pregnancy complications and adverse birth outcomes, the importance of women's preconception mental health. And our Dr. Whitney P. Witt is an assistant professor in the Department of Population Health Sciences at the School of Medicine and Public Health at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and co-director of BioPOP, Integrative Biopsychosocial Research in Population Health. She has a PhD in Health Services Research and an MPH from Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. She brings an interdisciplinary approach to studying the social, behavioral, and psychological factors that contribute to human development and disparities in family health and well-being across the lifespan. Welcome.
Is there any way we can get the lights just a tad? I want to first just acknowledge the contribution of my co-authors to this study, Lauren Wisk, Erica Chang, Erica Hagen, and John Hampton. So let me give you an overview of what I'm going to cover today. I'm going to first start with some background and talk about our specific aims, and then the methods that we used for our study, share with you some results, and talk about the conclusions and implications. So we know that pregnancy complications and poor birth outcomes are pervasive public health problems and can contribute to significant problems in terms of survival and long-term health conditions for children and mothers. The preconception period represents an opportunity to intervene and improve outcomes. However, little is known about women's mental health prior to pregnancy as a predictor of these outcomes. We know that poor mental health during pregnancy is associated with poor outcomes, but we need additional research to examine the effects of mental health before pregnancy and its relationship to subsequent obstetric outcomes. So we sought to determine if and to what extent women's preconception mental health status impacted subsequent pregnancy complications, non-live birth, and birth weight using a nationally representative population-based sample of pregnant women. We hypothesized that preconception mental health would be significantly associated with pregnancy complications having an outcome other than a non-live birth and having a low birth weight baby. And to our knowledge, our study was the first to examine the relationship between preconception, mental health, and multiple adverse maternal and pregnancy outcomes using nationally representative data. So, as part of our conceptual framework, our conceptual framework draws upon a framework of perinatal health, combining life course development, a developmental perspective with the model of multiple determinants. And basically what you can see here is that these distal determinants, including genetic factors, the physical environment, social environment, and life events, can have a direct impact on obstetric outcomes. But they can also flow through sort of these more proximal determinants, including the physiological response, behavioral responses, and what we're particularly interested in this study, the psychological response. So based on these theories, our model illustrates that poor preconception mental health may increase the risk for pregnancy complications, having a non-live birth, and having a low birth weight baby. So the methods that we used in this study, we used data from the 1996 through 2006 Medical Expenditure Panel Survey. The MEPS is a nationally representative sample of the civilian non-institutionalized population of the United States. Data were collected over 5 rounds over a 2-year period. We also had supplemental data from the pregnancy detail file, which I'll go into more detail in a moment. So for each outcome, it employed a distinct sample and exclusion criteria, which resulted in, and these are unweighted numbers, we looked at a little over 3,300 women with pregnancy complications, a little over 2,600 women who had a non-live birth, and 2,100 women who had a low birth weight baby. So to ascertain pregnancy complications, respondents were asked whether or not they had had any of a number of complications, including high blood pressure, toxemia, preeclampsia, or eclampsia. Anemia was a separate category of diabetes, gestational diabetes, or high blood sugar, low-lying placenta, vaginal bleeding, premature labor, or they could elect that they had none of those complications. And a woman was considered as having a pregnancy complication if she indicated that any one of those conditions occurred during her pregnancy. We also looked at non-live birth, which included miscarriage or stillbirth. We excluded abortions for this analysis. And then low birth weight was defined as babies who weighed less than 2,500 grams at the time of birth. We defined women's preconception mental health as symptoms of mental health conditions. It was defined by a global mental health rating as fair or poor, and it would happen during before the pregnancy, so before conception, and it could have occurred, this rating could have occurred anywhere between less than 1 month to 18 months prior to conception. We controlled for a number of maternal and family sociodemographic variables, including the mother's race, ethnicity, her age, her education, her marital or partner status, whether or not she had health insurance over the study period, her family's income, and the number of children in the household. In terms of our analytic approach, we conducted chi-square analyses to compare categorical sociodemographic and mental health variables. And then we conducted logistic regression to assess the association between preconception mental health and the outcome variables within the follow-up period. So now for some results. So these are our descriptive results. And as you can see here, so we broke it up into each of our outcomes. About 34% of women experienced a complication. And as you can see here, if they reported having poor preconception mental health, they were more likely to have experienced a complication, 8.7% versus 5.8%. About a little over 18% of women had a non-live birth, so a miscarriage or a stillbirth. The proportion of women reporting poor preconception mental health was significantly greater for women whose pregnancies resulted in a non-live birth, so 8.9% versus 5.7%. About 6% of infants nationally were born low birth weight, and poor preconception mental health was reported in a significantly higher proportion of mothers of low birth weight babies than mothers of normal birth weight babies. 12.7% versus 5.7%. So when we look at sort of our descriptive results in the chi-square analysis, we found that among women who experienced any complication, they were more likely to be Black, non-Hispanic, more likely to have never been married. They also were more likely to have less than a college degree, more likely to be publicly insured, and have income that was less than 100% of the federal poverty level. They're also more likely to have one or more school-aged children in the household. Among women who experienced a non-live birth, they tended to be older, non-Hispanic, and uninsured. Of women who had a low birth weight baby, they tended to be younger, black, non-Hispanic. They were more likely to have never been married, have a pregnancy complication. They were more likely to have partial health insurance, and they were more likely to not have any children in the household under the age of 5. So now for our multivariate results. So our multivariate analyses revealed that women with poor preconception mental health had a 40% higher odds of having a pregnancy complication than women without such problems. Women who reported poor preconception mental health showed a trend towards having a non-live birth as compared to women without such problems. And then finally, having poor preconception mental health nearly doubled the odds of having a low birth weight baby, and having a pregnancy complication quadrupled the odds of having a low birth weight baby. And I just wanted to note that in the analysis of any complication, we found that black non-Hispanics were more likely, had a greater odds of having a complication. But after we controlled for a number of confounders, we did not find any racial or ethnic disparities in the low birth weight analysis. So this figure displays the average predicted probabilities of each of the three outcomes, any complication, non-life birth, and low birth weight, respectively, with respect to the main explanatory variables, and this is controlling for all of the things I mentioned before. And the dashed lines on the chart represent the weighted prevalence estimates, so you can see this is where, on average, the prevalence would be for each one of these outcomes, what we would expect. And then what I want to show you here, these red boxes display the adjusted predicted probabilities for the effect of poor preconception mental health on each of the outcomes. And as you can see, relative to some of the other variables, poor preconception mental health is associated with an increased probability of each of these outcomes. So in conclusion, we found that poor preconception mental health was the most important risk factor for pregnancy complications. It's a possible risk factor for non-life birth, although it was not statistically significant, and appears to be a strong risk factor for having a low birth weight baby. We also found that a lack of health insurance increased the risk for having a non-life birth, and that black women were more likely to have pregnancy complications than white women. We also found that there were significant socioeconomic disparities in pregnancy complications, such that women who were of lower income were more likely to have pregnancy complications. So there are some potential limitations that should be considered when interpreting our findings. Our preconception period may have underestimated the lifetime prevalence of poor mental health and thus the impact of poor mental health on obstetric outcomes. We also were not able to control for some important health behaviors, including maternal smoking, because unfortunately those data were not collected until the year 2000, so we were not able to include that as a risk factor in our analysis. So in terms of the implications of our work, preconception mental health is a vital modifiable risk factor for poor obstetric outcomes, and there interventions may be very helpful in preventing adverse obstetric outcomes, and they may be the most effective if they begin in the preconception period. In terms of policy implications and possible changes, one thing I think we really need to do is really think about increasing access to preconception care. We do a very good job in this country of trying to increase access to care when women are pregnant. But often women do not have access to care before pregnancy. So one possible policy change could be to expand public insurance for women of reproductive age to ensure that they're in the best health and mental health before they're pregnant. So thank you very much. I'd like to also I just want to acknowledge also the generous funding that for the study that made it possible, so the Institute for Research on Poverty and the NIH. Thank you.
Wow, this is a great session. Let's give a big hand for all of our presenters. And.